the Think 19 Co-op Financial Services Think 19 here in beautiful Miami, Florida. And in the studio lounge, we have Cheryl Middleton Jones. You are the Chief People Officer.
Chief People Officer.
I love that title.
I do too.
That's pretty rare.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what does that mean, Chief People Officer, besides being a wonderful person?
Well, I don't think it's so much about me being a wonderful person.
I can tell. I can tell.
But no, it's really about having stewardship over the people resources of the company.
Okay.
Right. People resources, people processes, those things that touch our internal people resources, that's what we deal with in HR. So that's what I do.
And you just joined Co-op late last year. So give us a quick summary on your background and what led you to Co-op.
So my background is a little eclectic. This is my second stint in kind of the financial services industry. I've been in manufacturing. I worked for a long time as part of Honeywell. I worked in financial services as part of ING Financial Services Group.
Okay.
And my last role, I was responsible for international human resources function within Scripps Networks, now Discovery Networks, so media
really?
And entertainment.
Yes. Oh my gosh,
yes.
Wow. Where was that, in Southern California? Or?
I wish. No, it was in Knoxville, Tennessee. So
Scripps is in Knoxville, Tennessee?
It sure was.
Okay.
It was, well, the idea, the whole vision around the company was Scripps Networks was responsible for HGTV,
yeah,
as well as Food Network, as well as Travel Channel. And the whole idea is to have a vision of Americana,
mm-hmm,
and to be part of where people could buy the homes that we were advertising and responsible for fixing up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the thought was to get right in the heartland of America, flyover country. And Knoxville, Tennessee was the ideal place.
Mm-hmm.
And so the vision of our founder was that everyone should be able to buy a home so that they could do and live the brand.
Precisely.
So that was really exciting.
So what led you to Co-op?
So what led me to Co-op? I started wanting to come back home. I lived in Atlanta, Georgia for 10 years, mm-hmm, when I was with ING Financial, mm-hmm, Services, and I really wanted to get back to home. And so I started looking for opportunities, and this opportunity with Co-op actually appeared on LinkedIn. And
so, let's check
like a
that
lot
out.
Of, yeah, like a lot of job seekers. Yeah. I tried it, and I got a call. And I'm at the point, I think, in my life where I've had roles that I really like the people I worked with, but I wasn't crazy about the job.
Yeah.
I've also had jobs I've loved and not been crazy so much about the people that I've worked with.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point in my life and my career where I really want both. I want to work with people that I enjoy doing the work that I love. And with Co-op, I knew when I interviewed that the people I met were people that I really wanted to spend time,
mm-hmm,
with, working and even not working.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed with some wonderful folks, including Todd Clark, who's the CEO, and Sam Paxson, our Chief Experience Officer, and I enjoyed those interviews. And I remember thinking, I really like them. I hope I get this job. And so I
Well,
did.
It's a good sign when you enjoy the interview. You know, that's a really
that
good
true.
Sign.
That
you
is know? True. Most interviews aren't exactly
They're
fun.
They're not fun, right.
But those were.
Yeah.
And that told me a lot.
Very cool. Well, welcome aboard. Happy to have you on board. So you're 6 months into the position. So
yeah,
what are your thoughts on the company Co-op and then the industry as well?
I think the company Co-op is one of the best companies I've ever been part of. I think going along with the theme of enjoying the people that I interviewed with, I love the people I work with. And I work with some of the smartest people that are committed to serving their customers in unique and innovative ways every day. And they push me to do the same on the internal side as it relates to our employment practices and what we do in HR. So I love the folks that we work with. And I think, you know, as far as, you know, serving credit unions and credit union members, I had the opportunity to meet one of Debbie Jones, who runs the University of Tennessee Credit Union in Knoxville. I met her before I moved. And I asked her a little bit about her job and what she liked about it. And she told me the story of how she has one member who's 80 years old. He comes in every December, early December, and he takes out the same $500 loan every year. And he pays it off through the course of the next year, and it's because he's a piano teacher and he likes to tune his piano.
Yeah.
And so he takes that loan, tunes his piano, pays it off, and I mean, she knows who he is. She's made that same loan to him for over 20 years.
Oh my God.
You know, and It's about knowing the members and investing in the members and helping them be financially secure and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said is she has the opportunity to make a difference in someone's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what credit unions do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got my education paid for thanks to, you know, the credit union or a credit union. And so that's what credit unions do. They make the lives of the members better.
Yep.
And that's a noble mission.
Yeah, and I think it actually goes another step as well. Not only is the credit union making that gentleman's life better, but he is impacting other folks as well by that, by having that resource there. So it's just kind of a, keeps moving on down the line, as they say.
It's a circle of life, my friend.
Indeed. Yes. I like that a lot. Anything you've discovered about people within the credit union so far that are different or unique? Because, I mean, this is a kind of a, it's a very humble bunch. And we're very welcoming. We're very huggy people.
I mean, really, you're kind of safe if you want to, you know, but I do ask, usually. I don't just go in for the hug.
I do
ask first.
Yes.
But they are a huggy bunch, and they're a very nice, welcoming bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the welcoming part, you know, that extends to their brand, too.
Right.
You know, you want to be welcoming to new members and, you know, embrace them in open arms. And I think that is unique to the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
other industries, maybe not so much.
Yeah, you got that right. Yeah, I've been there, done that. So tell me about the importance of culture. So what advice do you have for credit unions that may feel that their culture isn't solidified with employees? So what's your take there, and what can you provide?
I think culture is it's one of those things that seems very intangible, and yet you know it when you feel it.
Right.
And I think for any organization, there is a culture. You just may not know what it is, but it is there underneath the iceberg. And I think if you want to know your culture, one, you can measure it, right? And you can figure out what your employees are thinking through engagement surveys or efforts to really understand the employee voice, the voice of the employee.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you also have to know what you want your culture to be and how you want people to behave in your culture. That might mean that you want people to be high performers and you want a high-performing culture. Or maybe you want a culture with a strong bias for action. You know, whatever it is that you want, you have to know where you are and where you want to be to figure out what your gap is and how do you get to where you're going.
Okay.
And so I think you have to have both, but you really do need to know what it is that you want to be and how you want people in your organization to feel about working there. And once you can measure that gap and get everybody moving in the right direction, you will get the culture that you want. You'll understand it and you'll get it.
And it's okay if you have people there that don't buy into the culture. You just have to let them go another route, and then bring in some people that want to be part of it.
I think it's like anything else, right? I mean, you know, if you ideally want everybody that's on your team to be vested in the mission of your team and playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing in any organization in the culture. If you're not comfortable in the culture, how effective will you be in it? And I think as an HR leader, I want everybody to feel good about the culture that they're in. And if they're not, I want to help you get to a place where you do feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be in this culture, but in another one.
Right.
And I think
that
having that knowledge and the ability to self-select is important. Because I want everybody on the team. I want everybody vested in playing to win. And the only way you can do that is if everybody has some affinity, some appreciation, and some vested interest in being there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't think there's anything quite like everybody being in unison. Everyone's oars are just right
rowing
in harmony.
In the same direction.
Exactly.
Fish
oh my
swimming
God.
In the same direction.
Exactly.
Right?
All those analogies. Yeah.
That's true.
I totally get it. And we're hearing more and more about effective cultures these days within organizations in order for them to work properly.
Exactly.
So you gotta have it. I get it for sure. I want to switch gears to the conference here. Anybody here in particular that you want to see as far as speakers go or sessions?
Really, I was thrilled with Jean Chatsky. I mean,
she's a neat lady.
She's amazing. And I mean, I don't want to say I've grown up watching Jean Chatsky, because she'll be like, wait a minute, I think you're older than I am. And that may be true. But I mean, everything I know about financial literacy, I think about, you know, kind of how do I know it? And part of that was watching the Today Show. And I can remember hearing her say, you know, with respect to loans, you know, beware of credit card debt, of course. But also, if you're going to take out a loan, you know, look at your 401k and look at taking a loan out there first, as opposed to putting stuff on your credit cards or, you know, going out and getting a bank loan.
Yeah.
And about 15 years ago, I needed to take out a loan. Mm-hmm. And I remembered that advice. And I remember borrowing money from myself through my 401k and paying it back in 5 years. And paying myself back with interest felt better than paying a bank back, right? So, I mean, I was excited to have the opportunity to see and hear from her, you know, in person, because I just think that was really great advice.
Yeah, and she has this amazing knack of taking something super complicated like finance and making it simple. Exactly. And my brain just does not work that way with finance. Exactly. So yeah, she has been a blessing in my life for sure, because I'm a big Today Show fan as well. So good stuff. Anybody else here? Or
you know, I think Chef Andres, certainly.
I've heard
I'm
really
excited
about
him. Yeah. You know, I'm excited about all of the speakers, because everybody has a unique take on, you know, what it's like in the environment that we're in now. And I'm just really eager to hear from everybody and to have some nuggets to take away and figure out how do we then message that internally within our company so that those employees, those folks on our team that can't be here get the same message and, you know, get to experience some of what it's like to be here. So that's my goal.
Indeed. All right. Great message to end on. Cheryl Middleton Jones, everybody. Chief People Officer at Co-op Financial Services. The coolest title ever.
All
well
right.
done. Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.